come out.
Hi, I'm Paulina, and I'm an alcoholic. And I feel like I spoke here, I was a tenant speaker here like not too long ago, and that was my first time speaking for, like, to such a big audience, and I was super nervous, and then this time around I was like, no, it's fine, and here I am, and I'm like still like, ugh, like super nervous, but thank you. I'm kind of short. I was talking with a friend of mine on Thursday. I saw her at a meeting that I go to in La Mesa, and we were talking after the meeting, and I was telling her how I was going to do this tonight, and she reminded me that my only job here tonight is to share my experience, because that's really all I have. I'm not an expert at sobriety. I'm not an expert on the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I need to remind myself that, because I feel like one of the main reasons that I get nervous is because I feel like I need to, you know, have this awesome, profound message and save all of you from alcoholism. And that's not my job. I need to get right-sized and realize that I'm just one person, and hopefully I can share something from my experience that touches someone else, someone that's new, and even if you're not new, that maybe you can take with you. I remember last time I kind of stuck to the drunkalogue and I didn't really get into the solution, so tonight I'm going to try to do that differently and get more into what I've done in recovery. But just to start off, I grew up in what seemed like a really ideal home. You know, it wasn't, I was really blessed in my childhood, and I still really am. I was born into a really loving home, but, you know, that, for me, I saw now, like in recovery, I can see how there are certain character traits in me that, you know, really fueled my alcoholism. Alcoholism does run into my family, but I was really shy growing up, and I thought, and that's one thing is my friend in the program says, because she said that she was really shy too, like a lot of her life. And one of her first sponsors told her that, you know, that shyness is really just selfishness, because I'm not open to sharing myself with other people and I'm afraid of judgment. And that's really, I'm just trying to protect my ego there. And that's really not that helpful. I'm still, it doesn't mean that like I'm not shy, but anyways. Long story short, I got into drinking even though I knew it ran in my family and I saw what it did physically to people in my family. It wasn't enough for me to stop. I thought that I could control it. I thought it was not an issue. I thought everyone drank the way I did. I didn't realize the way I drank was binge drinking. At the end, I would wake up super hungover, blackouts were part of my story. They don't have to be, but they were part of my story. And just like that feeling of not knowing really scared me at the very end, because the blackouts, at first they were short, and I was like, oh, haha, it's funny, whatever. And we like would try to piece our nights together. And then at the end, the blackouts got longer, and it started to really scare me, like, wow, what? Like, it was hours, you know? And, so basically, but I kept myself in delusion because basically my bottom was a spiritual bottom. And when I got into the rooms of AA, I kept telling myself, oh, I didn't go far enough. I was in delusion because I could see the damage that it had caused me, that the damage that drinking had caused me, but I didn't want to admit that that was the reason. But you know, I just kept coming back. It was suggested to me from a family counselor and therapist that I try AA because she thought I was an alcoholic. I was like, what? Me? No. You must be mistaken. Because like I said, I thought everyone my age drank the way I did and experimented with drugs the way I did. And I realized, like now I realize that's not the case. I was just in delusion. So, but I kept coming back, and I went into a rehab program, an outpatient program, because My parents, for whatever reason, they don't have the ism. They just don't, they didn't understand back then, so they were just like, here, we need to send you off to someone who maybe understands and can help. So I did an outpatient program, and just to stress this, that this is just my experience, and it's not like any of my story has to, it doesn't have to be your story exactly. I'm just speaking for myself. So in this outpatient program, they suggested I do 3 meetings a week, and then by the end of my treatment there, I was supposed to find a sponsor. And me being, like, the good student, like, that's just kind of part of who I am. Like, I wanted to get those 3 meetings in and be sure I had a sponsor by the end. And so I did all that, and I found a sponsor at a young people's meeting that I found in La Mesa. That's, I consider that one of my home groups. I feel like a home group is just a group that I go to consistently where I can, you know, stay accountable to those people. So that's one of them. And I found her, and I was nervous to ask her. I was like, I'm supposed to find a sponsor. And she was like, yeah, well, I'm willing to sponsor. I was like, okay, cool, yeah. And she was like, so do you want me to sponsor you? Like, she had to get it out of me. I was like, yeah, please. And so we exchanged numbers, and the following day I called her up, and we met at a Starbucks and just started reading the book. And I found that really beneficial because I had gotten a book in treatment, and I just kind of skimmed through it. There were certain parts that I could identify with, but a lot of it was, I was just kind of lost. And so when she shared, when we read together, we, like, read through, and I could stop wherever I wanted, and she could, you know, she would stop and share her experience with whatever we were reading. And that really helped me out a lot because it put a face to what we were reading about. And when, bless you. And, oh, also happy birthday to the birthday celebrants. Those are really, all really cool people, some of my favorites. I read through the book with my sponsor, and I lost my train of thought. But, oh, she helped me understand that I'm suffering from a spiritual malady. And that's really, that's, like, it makes, it, when I found that out, it made so much more sense. Because, like, for the longest time, I didn't think, like, I just thought there was something wrong with me. Like, once I got into the rooms, I was like, well, why can't I stop? Like, that's a really good point. And, like, there were periods where I had stopped, but I had to, like, use other substances because I couldn't stay sober. And I realized that part of that spiritual malady is because I'm maladjusted to life. Like, I don't know how to live life on life's terms. I still really like to just numb out, and that was why I drank, that's why I used other drugs, because it just, like, for whatever reason, you know, the world and my feelings are just way too much for me to handle, and so I have to, like, find a solution. Either it's drinking or drugs or a spiritual solution, and that's what I found in the book, and what I found through a sponsor, and what I find through meetings, like coming to meetings and hearing other people's stories and being able to relate to the similarities and not look at the differences so much. Because when I first came in, that's something that I was really, like, I can't be an alcoholic. I don't look like that, and I didn't lose that, and whatever, just anything to keep me apart from this group. And now I'm really glad that I opened myself up to seeing the similarities, because my world, when I was drinking, it was just getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And now I'm just like, I know so many people now. Like, I'll be, like, in the store or wherever, and I'm like, oh, hey. Like, I'm with my mom. She's like, how do you know so many people now? I'm like, it's the rooms, I guess. And, but it's really cool because people, like it says in the book, we're men and women who would normally not mix, something like that. And it's true. Like, so many people that I consider friends now, like, I don't think I would even think that I had anything in common with. But I'm really glad that I stuck around to get the message. I worked the first 12 steps with that first sponsor that I found at that meeting. She encouraged me to join the Y Young People's Group, GISDIPA. It's Greater San Diego Young People in AA. It's a committee if any of you are interested. When I first came in, like that committee was going really strong, and it was really helpful to see that I wasn't alone in this, that I'm not the only young person that's sober and in recovery and actually trying to, like, better my life. I'm drawing a blank. Yeah, meetings, getting into service gets me out of myself, helps me remember that I'm not the center of the universe and there are other people to help. I think I'm just going to wrap it up because I feel like the rest is just going to be like bullshit. So if you're interested, see me after.